morning on K1 by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
We are focusing on Boy Scouting this morning on a Community Connection on 1400 K1. I'm going to start off just by welcoming in Scout Executive Philip Wright, and thanks for coming in this morning. I know you brought a friend along, but you've kind of become the public voice, the public face of scouting, so other than Dale Copeland, but we'll say thank you for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you for having us. It's an honor to be here, and I want to say special thank you to all of our Friends of Scouting donors, and special thank you to United Way and all of our partners for keeping us going.
Yeah, absolutely. Won't be long, we'll be talking United Way Fund Drive again, but not this morning. So, but anyway, it is a busy scouting calendar. You started telling me about all the events that are coming up, and we're going to have to move right along to get them all in, I think.
Yes.
But we want to invite people to every one of them because they all are important to the scouting program, to the scouts.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. So, first of all, in Friends of Scouting, we are down to the last 20%. We're at 80% right now in our goal, and so we're trying to finish that last wrap-up. So any donors out there, please help us get to our goal, because what that does for us is allows us to focus on programs. So, for example, on the Saturday, the 27th of this month.
2 weeks, basically.
2 weeks from now, we have a wonderful opportunity for our scouts to come out to the Lori Clark Rodeo and enjoy the rodeo, and scouts get to go, and so they can call our office, get to go for free in uniform. But then it turns over into our first, our 30th annual golf tournament, which is going to be on May 31st.
Okay.
And so that's coming up. And in May, we are also beginning the celebration of our 110th anniversary of the first troop right here in Pawhuska in our council. Mm-hmm. And so we are doing a wonderful camporee, which is going to be September 27, 26, and 28. And it's the 110th anniversary. We are partnering our neighboring council. Cimarron's going to come in, and Osage County Tourism is helping us as well. So I have with us the chair of the event. So, Kent Rowe, would you like to say a few words? Thanks for coming this morning.
Thank you very much. And again, chairman for the event. So you've been a busy guy for months and months, or it seems that way, I'm sure.
Yeah. I've been doing it for the last couple years. The camp will be at Camp McClintock, our local scout ranch, out off of Highway 60 on the way to Pawhuska. We're going to have activities for all sorts of scouts to do, BBs, 22s, zip line, compass course, first aid skills, zip line, nighttime zip line, Dutch oven cooking contest, quite a few activities. They'll be there for the whole weekend. It'll be an awesome event. Of course, there's always patches to go along with that, so... looking forward to it.
Absolutely. You know, I can remember, it doesn't seem 10 years ago, but it obviously has been 10 years.
Yeah.
When we were able to tell a lot of scout stories that most people probably didn't realize, as far as how the Pawhuska unit got transplanted really from the British version of scouting.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
It never hurts to retell some of those stories. But again, this was the before Boy Scouts of America was actually incorporated,
that's
before
right.
there was such a thing. This was the first Boy Scouts.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it's so wonderful to have it right here in our back door. You know, we're going to have, because by doing on September 27th, that weekend of September 27th, 26th, and 28th, we also have an opportunity before that to go into our schools in August. So all of our new scouts will have an opportunity to learn and hear the history and enjoy the history. And then scouts around the state as well. You know, so this is going to be open to the entire state. We're going to be able to promote it statewide. And so other scouts and other families will be able to come in and enjoy scouting. So it's going to be great.
Well, I'm not trying to put anything more on your plate, but I think there needs to be a special patch that if they came to Pawhuska at an event, that, you know, something like, you know, I was there for the beginning sort of thing.
You want to talk about that?
We're looking at the patch. Actually, we're looking at is going back to the it'll have Baden Powell on it. It's going to have a patch back from, I want to say, around 2010 anniversary for the 100 year. So we're going to kind of bring back some of the old stuff into the Camp Ray patch and CSP patch.
I was hoping there was going to be something. I was not trying to add to your plate at all. But with my meager knowledge of scouting, it just seems reasonable that there should be one. You know?
Yeah, and it'll be commemorative. So it'll be a one-time deal. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So the sooner the better. That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's one thing that I can always remember from, you know, when I was, I don't know, third, fourth grade, the guys would come to school in uniform on their scout day, of course. And it seems like everybody, every month there was a new patch on their uniform for something that they had accomplished. I mean, it's, you need to show those off. I'm not saying you shouldn't at all. But the recognition constantly builds that reinforcement. You're doing the right thing, boys,
that's right.
You know?
That's right. That's exactly right.
It's so important to how scouting motivates people on the way through.
That's right.
I'm sure between now and then, the plans are going to grow. You're going to be announcing more and more things for the 100th and 10th anniversary.
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Getting back to just a little bit, I want to emphasize the Roy Clark Rodeo. This is the first time the Clark family has put their name on that event.
Yeah.
We've interviewed some folks that are connected with the rodeo. But just because today would have been Roy Clark's birthday,
that's
I think
right.
important that we at least bring that up. That, you know, this is something brand new for that rodeo event.
Brand new, and it's just an honor, especially to be here on the birthday of Roy Clark. Just an honor. It just gives me chills, you know. And one of the wonderful things, Mr. Clark has been so gracious. All the scouts that come out, she's willing to take a picture with them as well. So that'd be another memory for the scouts that come out to be there for the rodeo.
That's tremendous. So again, no scout will be turned away.
That's right. You have to contact us because we want them to come out in groves and enjoy a wonderful rodeo and celebrate a wonderful man.
You mentioned, just the fundraiser, and I don't know how close you are to your goal, but it's always, you know, we're almost there. You know, we need to make this goal. You know?
Yes. We're at 80% right now.
Okay.
And so in our Friends of Scouting, that's where we ask the community to come and donate to scouting, and we ask our family to donate to scouting. We're right there, 20%. We need to get that 20%.
You've got the easy 80% done now. Once you get to 90,
right.
92%, that last 8, 6, 3, 2, 1%.
Yes.
Those are the hardest percentages
to get. And it's so important because Charlie allows us to then focus on program.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do. We want to get to our goal and then start focusing on program. We have a wonderful summer. We got day camp this week, Thursday. We have our Learning for Life Day, which is where we invite one of our schools to come to our camp and enjoy all the benefits of the outdoors. And so we want to continue to get back to program. And so we need a community's help. We need our family's help to get there.
And those are among scouting's oldest roots. You've added computers. You've added so many things as things become relevant to boys of that age. But the outdoor events, the camporees, that's basic roots.
Oh, yeah. And you know, even with I'm a science person. I love science. And the outdoor classroom is an environment where, you know, we can teach. Our leaders can teach. Youth teach other youth. And so it's such a vital component. You take the S and the C out of the word scouting, you have outing.
I like that. That's good. and it says exactly what I think you're trying to do, too.
Yes.
So I had not heard that before. Out of all the scout interviews I've done over time, I had not heard somebody bring that one out. Thank you very much. We're talking Boy Scouting this morning on 1400 K1, and we will continue issue an invitation for you not only to support the Scouts with your time, with your effort, but also with your funds as we continue in just a moment on K1.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, continuing our Community Connection this morning, talking Boy Scouting and all the upcoming events. We'll mention that 30th Annual Scout Golf Tournament coming up in May in just a bit again. But the camperee, I was asking you during the break, you know, how things are going. And when you started working on this one literally during the last camperee, right?
That's correct. I started working on it at the last camperee at the end of, it was the end of October last year, and we started putting together what we're going to need for this upcoming camperee, what we're going to need for the, how many items that we need to get to make it a better event than what we had currently had.
And I'm sure you got an extensive list once you started brainstorming a little bit.
Correct.
How can the community help?
They can help by, of course, Friends of Scouting donations, because every little bit helps, because the equipment that we have to use at camp, because equipment's not cheap. A harness for the zip line and climbing tower, that's $25 to $50 a piece.
Right.
And those go out of date within so long. Ropes.
Right. And I don't think people realize that. My son, for a while, had, I'm not sure he's doing, we haven't talked about it, but I know he enjoys going rappelling. And it's one of those things, the equipment is constantly inspected. And again, just the age of the rope, it may look perfectly good, but somebody's going to say the date on that says, sorry, you need to replace it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Safety.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, just individually, you should be, but as a scouting program, safety, if it's not number one, it's darn close.
That's right.
It is very close.
That's right.
So people can help out there just with their donations.
Donations, if they want to come out and volunteer and help out, more people volunteering to help is better, because it takes an army to run everything.
That's right.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. I think that's some about what you're going to need is if take the number of scouts that are participating, and I don't know the ratio, but I would the lower that ratio of scout to volunteer, the better off it's going to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. So again, the camperee, is it too early to sign up for that already for the scouts?
We'll be putting flyers out and letting everybody know when it's going to be and stuff, and then we'll closer to I'm going to say probably 2 months before there'll be a sign up. That way, probably the beginning of August, there'll be a sign up. That way, whenever the Boy Scout program gets back into full fling after summer, because a lot of them take a break during the summertime and enjoy family time.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad thing to do.
No, summer camp, get summer camp out of the way, and then go into the August with a full campery theme and get everybody geared to camperee.
Okay, sounds good to me. So about the time the students go back to school, we'll be sign up time on that. That'll work out well all the way around as you're signing up new scouts for Cub Scout programs.
And also the neighboring council, that Cimarron Council that's going to be joining as well, they're going to be doing the same thing as well. So it'll be a great time to just promote scouting, promote our council, and let others see how great of a program we have here.
Fantastic. Well, you know, growth is what we like to see on that. Yeah. Growth in programs, growth in numbers, yeah. Growing young men.
Yes.
So it works all the way around. Golf tournament coming up later next month, right?
Yes. So this year we're celebrating 30 years. This is our 30th annual scouting golf tournament. It's going to be right here at Adams Golf Course. And we already have information ready. Anybody can come to our Scout Service Center and get put together a team or sponsorships. This is time to play some golf.
Okay, May 30th. That's an easy date to remember.
Yeah,
end of the month.
May 31st.
Or 31st. My bad.
Friday. Yes.
Friday the 31st. Yes. Adams Golf Course. Entry fee. Again, we're talking about a fundraiser here. $135 per player.
Per player.
But
correct.
But that includes all your, you know. All your fees,
green fees, exactly. That's right. Range balls, lunch, drink, and prizes.
Okay, and get a little bit of tax deductible donation in the process as well.
That's right. Every gift over $50 is tax deductible. Correct. Yes.
Okay. So again, make sure that you are signed up for that. And I don't see the entire list of prizes, but I know there are going to be some great ones. And you're probably still gathering some of those.
Yes, you are.
So
yeah.
We'll announce that as we get closer to. This is only middle of April.
That's right.
In round numbers, 6 weeks or so. So you've got plenty of time to gather a few more of those prizes.
That's right.
A little more community support, a little more business level support for that as well.
And come and have fun. It's a fun event, so a fun way to support scouting. So, yeah, come on out.
Okay. What else is going on? I mean, you're wrapping up the school year. Not really, but you're getting close to it, wrapping up the school year. Right. And that usually means honoring some scouts along the way.
Yes, we just had our council banquet.
That's right.
That's right. It was a wonderful event, and it was so wonderful to see our Eagle Scouts. You know, they were able to talk about their projects, and so it was an honor to see that. And also, we honored some very special Silver Beavers this year, and then also we had some James E. West, which is our endowment. We had two honorees for that as well. So great event. I would do every year. So looking forward to putting it again next year.
Sounds like a great idea. And that means you're also getting ready to recruit some new volunteers to be scout leaders.
Yes, exactly. And it's a cycle. We're constantly recruiting. And now we're looking at replacing some of the ones that we've lost. We had a very good, once a year, our registration is just for 1 year. So, you know, every year we have to re-register. And so now we're in the re-registration phase, and we're already ahead of our benchmark from last year. And so we're in good shape for the fall, but we're always constantly recruiting.
And I think it's always remarkable that I'll say the moms and dads who their youngsters are long since out of scouting,
correct,
but they're still saying, I want to be involved. I want to help out. Where can you use me? How can I be useful with scouting?
That's right. That's right. And so we're always looking for volunteers to come in. And we're very easy. We're just down the street right here on Quapaw, where they can come and contact us. They can call us, go to our website, email us, and get in touch with us.
Okay. Yeah. We've covered your calendar events. I thought you had one more event that we needed to talk about this morning.
Those are the main ones. Yeah. Friends of Scouting. Trying to finish up our Friends of Scouting.
It is. Well, it's a big deal. It really is. And I think as we get closer to that 110th anniversary coming up, it's going to be a fun several months to celebrate 110 years.
Yes. Yeah. What a special moment. You know, what a special moment to have it right here. And for our scouts today, I just think of the new scouts coming in, having a chance to learn that history and realize, wow, I'm a part of that, you know. Now, just a wonderful time.
10 years ago, there was a good contingent from Britain that came over to mark the 100th year. Are we in contact with our British friends that you know of?
You know what? Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. We haven't heard anything yet. But we are going to reach out, because that will be very special for them to come out that day.
I think it will be as well.
Yeah.
If you would like to get involved in scouting, a number of ways, but the one we are emphasizing this morning is with your dollars and Friends of Scouting program, because that way the dollars can be steered to the exact point of need, whether it's a particular scout equipment for the summer event or wherever else for summer camps and that sort of thing. And summer camps, again, I haven't seen sign-up information on it yet, but I'll bet it's coming up fairly soon.
Yeah, so summer camp, we promote all of our troops to go out to all of our neighboring councils and enjoy a wonderful summer camp opportunity. And so troops are free to literally look at any council they want to go and enjoy a wonderful summer camp adventure. And I want to say this, that is a very important, critical aspect of the scouting program, is that 1 week experience at summer camp where you get to work on badges, you get to work on skills, you work on teamwork, you work on soft skills. You continue to improve those soft skills. And there's a huge difference between the scout that is able to go to summer camp and enjoy a whole week. And so we want to continue to let our scouters know that we encourage that. And we're so proud of him for doing that.
Again, you learn some leadership skills along
That's
the way,
right.
too.
So
again,
exactly right.
Again, this is the 30th Annual Scouting Golf Tournament coming up Friday, May 31st. Find out more about that on registration. All kinds of prizes. More will be added. 918-336-9170 for registration. Thank you so much for both of you for coming in. Thank you for your work with scouting. I appreciate
thank you
it.
For having me.
News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 5 before 9.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Ada Police.